Fiat. July 4th, 1936. How an act of the human will can spoil the divine order and its most beautiful works. The first thing that God wants is absolute freedom. How the divine will form many Jesuses wherever it reigns. My poor mind cannot be without going around and flying in the divine volition. And my poor human will feels as though under the pressure of the divine will. And I thought to myself, ah, yes, it is beautiful. One feels the victory, the triumph, the dominion, the happiness, the beautiful conquests of the living in the divine volition. But the human will, while it feels alive, must die continuously. It is true that it is the greatest honor, the greatest love of God, His deigning to descend into the will of the creature, and with His majesty and power operate and do whatever He wants, while the human remains in its place. It can only do what God does. But it must stop anything of its own. This is the sacrifice of sacrifices, especially in certain circumstances. Oh, how painful it is to feel one's own life and to keep it as if one did not have it, because the divine fiat does not tolerate even one fiber of the human will to act in its will. And the crowd of thoughts kept crowding my poor mind. And my sweet Jesus, compassionating my ignorance and the painful state I was in, with unspeakable tenderness, placing His most holy hand upon my head, told me, "Blessed daughter, courage, do not lose heart. My divine volition wants everything, because it knows that even just one small act, one desire, or one fiber of the human will would spoil its most beautiful works, the divine order. Its sanctity would remain hampered, its love restricted, its power limited. This is why it does not tolerate even just one fiber of the human will to keep its life. It is true that this is the sacrifice of sacrifices. No other sacrifice can equal the weight, the value, the intensity of the sacrifice of living without a will. So much so that it takes the perennial life, the continuous miracle of my divine volition, in order to be able to endure this sacrifice, which is such that, in the face of it, other sacrifices can be called shadows, painted pictures, or a game for children who cry for nothing. In fact, there is the human will which, in the pains, in the sorrowful encounters, or in the works, does not feel undone, without life, without satisfactions. Therefore, the sacrifices are felt, oh, how much lighter, but emptied of God, of sanctity, of love, of light, of true happiness, and perhaps not even exempt of sins, because the human will without mine can never do good and holy things. Besides, if my fiat did not have the virtue of keeping the human will with itself without giving it life, but rather enclosing its life within it, so that it would not be able to find either the place or the time to be able to act, it would not be able to operate with that lavishness, opulence, and divine pomp which we are used to displaying in our works. If in creation there had been another will, it would have prevented us from using the sumptuousness, magnificence, and divine pomp we had in the whole creation. It could have hindered the expanse of the heavens, the multiplicity of the stars, the vastness of the light of the sun, the variety of so many created things. It would have set a limit before us. This is why our will wants to be alone, in order to do what it can do and wants to do. And therefore it wants the human will with itself, concurring as spectator and admirer of what it wants to do in it. But it must be convinced, if it wants to live in my will, that its will cannot act, but must serve to enclose mine in it, to let it do its works, with all the freedom, with all the sumptuousness, with the opulence of grace, and with the pomp of its divine varieties. The first thing we want is absolute freedom. We want to be free, my daughter, whatever the sacrifice might be that we ask, or the works that we want to do. If it were not so, the living in my will would be a way of speaking, but would not exist in reality. Dear Jesus became silent, and I kept thinking of all that Jesus had told me, and I said to myself, He is right that the human will cannot act before the sanctity and power of his will. Of its own, it already puts itself in its place of nothingness. It takes too much to act in the face of a will that is divine. It feels incapable, and by itself, it would pray the divine not to give it the great misfortune of letting it form even a single motion or a fiber of its own will. But my cross, and you know, what a maze you put me into. I feel hampered and humiliated unto dust, being in need of, you know who, without being able to help myself, and not for one day or one year. Oh, how hard this is. I know that only your will gives me the strength, the grace, for by myself I could not have endured. And I felt such bitterness as to feel myself dying. And my always lovable Jesus, compassionate in me, continued, My daughter, when my divine will wants to do a fulfilled act in the creature, and do you know what a fulfilled act of my will means? It means a complete act of God, in which he encloses sanctity, beauty, love, power and light, such as to leave heaven and earth astounded. God himself must feel enraptured, but so much as to form his dwelling, his throne of glory, in this, his complete act, which will serve him and will descend like beneficial dew for the good of all creatures. Well then, in order to do this fulfilled act, I had to dispose upon you a new cross, given to no one else, in order to mature you and make arise in you the dispositions that were needed for you to receive and for God to do this, his fulfilled act of his will. With nothing, one can do nothing. Therefore, in order for you to receive and for us to give, we had to dispose new crosses which, united to the continuous crafting of our will, would prepare everything for an act so great. You must know that my fiat has never left you, and this is why you feel its sweet impression, and ruling over each fiber, motion, and desire of your will, jealous of you, and of its own fulfilled act it wanted to do. It kept and maintained its royal dominion. But do you know why? Here's a sweet and dear secret. Listen to me. Has my will dominated your mind, your gaze, your word? So did it form your Jesus in your mind, his gaze in yours, his word in yours. As it dominated your fibers, motion and heart, so did it form his fibers, the motion of the heart of your Jesus in you. And as it dominated over your works, steps, and your entire being, so did it form his works, his steps, the whole of Jesus within you. Now, if my will had given you the freedom to let yours act, even in the smallest and most innocent things, it would not have been able to form your Jesus in you. And I cannot, nor do I want to live of a human will. Nor would my volition have taken on the commitment of forming me in your soul, had it not been certain that I would find my own will, which animated my own humanity. Its kingdom on earth will be precisely this, to form as many Jesuses for as many creatures as want to live of divine will. With Jesus in the souls, its kingdom will have its sumptuousness, sublimeness, and its opulence of things unheard of, and it will be secured. Then, in the kingdom of my divine fiat, will I have as many living Jesuses that love me, glorify me, and will give me complete glory. This is why I so much long for this kingdom, and you too long for it, and occupy yourself with nothing else. Let me do, trust me, and I will take care of everything. After this, I continued to think of the divine will, and my sweet Jesus added, "My daughter, the light, symbol of my divine will, the very nature of it, is to spread as much as it can. And whomever it finds, it denies its light to no one, whether they want it or not. At the most, it may happen that those who want the light make use of it, and may use it in order to do even great works, while those who do not want it don't do any good, but still cannot deny that they have received the good of the light. Such is my will. More than light, it expands everywhere. It invests everyone and everything. And the sign that the soul possesses it is her feeling the need, together with it, to give herself to all, to the good to all. With her acts, she runs to all and would want to make as many Jesuses in order to give him to each one. My will belongs to all. I am the Jesus of all. And therefore only then am I content. When the creature makes my will, my life, her own, and wants to give me to everyone, she is my joy and my continuous feast."